Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Cowboys win their fifth consecutive game, beating the Patriots on a 35-yard overtime touchdown pass from Dak Prescott to CeeDee Lamb.
Play fake. Boot to the right. Looking down the field. Lamb! 10! 5! Victory! Cowboys win! The ghosts are exorcised!
Oh, happy Monday, everybody. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. ESPN Plus. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We got Mike Tannenbaum joining us in 10 minutes. Chris Canty later on. And wait till you hear what he has to say about the Giants and whatever the hell they are right now. But, Bart Scott, in the NFC East, we do have a team that is looking each day closer and closer like they are for real. As much as every year we say this and then they find a way somehow to disappoint us. The Dallas Cowboys in New England, in Foxborough, where you give the Patriots all the credit in the world for putting up a really good fight, an entertaining game, entertaining finish. But the Cowboys look like a team that's for real with Dak Prescott. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I absolutely believe that they're for real. But what happens is when you start to win and start to live up to expectations, the expectations grow. So now I think that Dallas fans, you know, believe that this is a Super Bowl team, and it very much well could be. But, you know, we've seen them not live up to the expectations. It's a young team, young unit. And we believe that they'll win the division. I believe that they'll get in the postseason where anything can happen.
You believe they'll win the division? I mean, by now, do we just concede at this point?
Yeah. But that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, they dealt with some adversity. And when you look at all the 5-1 teams, at some point they've all had some form of adversity. Mm-hmm. And they've all lived up to the expectations, and they've been able to overcome a lot of adversity early. As you see, some of the other teams are starting to experience adversity and not handling it so well. You know, Dallas played without Lawrence, played without Martin, and they just continue to win. And, you know, I expected them to blow the New England Patriots out, but give the Patriots credit. You know, I think that was their last stand because I don't see them going anywhere now, you know, already with four losses, knowing they haven't played Buffalo yet. And, you know, their margin for error is nil. So, you know, I think maybe we put to rest all the notions about, you know, mac and cheese and this $300 million spending spree. You know, to me, is a failed experiment because it's not paying any dividends in the win-loss column. And I don't know if they win any more, maybe a couple more games than what they won last year. And you would expect them to win more games than last year after you spend $300 million. But to go back to the Dallas Cowboys, you know, they're a complete team. Defense still not sold on. I mean, Diggs is, you know, with a huge play to score the touchdown, but give it right back by getting greedy and trying to pad his defensive player of the year stats up or Pro Bowl stats or all pro stats and giving up a 75-yard bomb, trying to undercut a route. But at the end of the day, you don't apologize for a win. But I tell you what, man, dealing with Mike McCarthy, he may be the one person that can derail this team going forward on fourth down in your own territory with a team that you should be better than and putting your team in an early hole was almost a fireball offense. Every week he does something that you just feels scratch like your head. Like, yo, is this dude trying to make us lose?
Are they 5-1 in spite of him?
Exactly. I mean, I think next year maybe you give Kellen Moore the head coaching job and you designate him for assignment like baseball and tell him to go find something, go scout somebody on the road.
Well, speaking of Mike McCarthy, though, he did look at this game, a win where it's a rarity for Dallas to go to Foxborough and win. It's a rarity for Dallas to play Bill Belichick and win. Let's leave it there as well. There's some history there that I'll tell you in a few minutes. But let's listen to Mike McCarthy, the head coach of Dallas, who feels like this is as good a win as he's had.
Probably as fine as a complimentary win we've had in my time here. I thought the offense was extremely productive, throughout the day. You know, defense had some great runs there, you know, the takeaways. And the special teams obviously had some big plays in the return game and the block punt. But, you know, I've always felt that, you know, overtime wins, close wins at the end of the game, these are games you can really build off of. We also, you know, talked offensively throughout the week where, you know, to play against this defense, your third, fourth, fifth options were going to have to come up big. And I thought Dak did a tremendous job distributing the ball today.
I'll give you the offensive numbers, which are historic against Bill Belichick, in a minute. But weather looking nasty, don't change your plans. Change your wiper blades. Michelin Wiper Blades uses advanced technology to hug your windshield. Channel away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly. Drive confidently. Upgrade to Michelin Wiper Blades at Walmart. So, yes, the Cowboys gave you over 567 yards of offense. That's the most against a Belichick coach team. But still needed overtime because of some decisions made by the head coach. Got to overtime, though, and still made the plays that needed to be made, and that's, of course, thanks to Dak Prescott, who's just been fantastic, who's so much in control. But I will say this, though, because you just said you wanted to throw the dirt on the Patriots right now at 2-4, and you said it's a failed experiment. Now, they spent a lot of money, yes, but is it a failed experiment drafting Mac Jones at 15 and giving him the reins and letting him progress and grow? Because I don't feel like they lost because of Mac Jones.
They didn't win because of him, though. I mean, he had the one big pass, but you talk
they
about—
They were in position to win because of him.
Yeah, it was because of some idiotic mistakes from Mike McCarthy. And you talk about Dak Prescott on the goal line, the fumble there, right? Needed a block punt.
How about kicking the field goal there with 2.5 minutes to go, 4th and 2? Yeah. I know it was for the tie, but there's a lot of different question marks. The early one, obviously, was the biggest one that everybody's been complaining about.
Yeah, it's idiotic. Why put your team in a hole when you're playing a team— That it's early in the game. You can blow this thing out. We saw yesterday that sometimes the first quarter is a filling out process. And we saw that in the Giants game where the Rams had an explosion in the second quarter. If you got the better team, just don't give them opportunities to hang around. And he gave them opportunities. It's because of the decisions that the head coach and all these analytics. What are you talking about, man? We saw that come bite San Diego in the butt because they want to go with the analytics and give Baltimore the ball back in their own territory.
LA Chargers,
some of these geek squads are messing up the game.
And your guy, Dan Campbell, just does it on a whim.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? It has no rhyme or reason. That's the problem. It used to be Riverboat Ron was the only person that we would say, man, this dude's crazy. Now everybody's using the same analytic person that's messing it up. So it's crazy. But I do think it's a failed experiment because you talk about, spending $300 million. I think that the Patriots are going to run in and realize eventually that they have Baker Mayfield. Now, maybe they can win something with a Baker Mayfield, but you're asking that Baker Mayfield to go against a Josh Allen within that division. And this is the first time where, you talk about, this is a rarity that we go to Gillette and we win. That's because 12 was over there. Like, so people need to stop being afraid of the Patriots and quit playing them as such and go for the juggler and just blow this team out. This team, like, people should go in there like the Saints did with a total lack of disrespect because until they prove that they can dominate out 12.
They haven't won at home yet this season, and that's, again, the first time since 95 that's happened. But for Dallas, where they are right now at 5-1, I mean, they're in a great spot going into the bye. I mean, they are basically it's their best start through 6 games since 2016. They are feeling good about things. And even though Dak Prescott wasn't a walking boot leaving the game, he kind of let you know it's not that big of a deal and he should be fine. What a good time if he's ever going to have any type of a small injury. This would be the time to have it. And Dak Prescott feeling good, again, about his team going into the bye.
Going into the bye week, 5-1? Yeah, it's huge. Five straight now. Obviously started this thing with the road win and then going 3 at home, but be able to come here, a place like this with so much success, great atmosphere, great coach over there on the other side. But for us to just stay resilient through it all, I think it speaks on what Coach McCarthy talks about, just our culture and building the right culture, building a winning culture and knowing that it takes winning these games. And when everything's against you, we found a way to keep swinging and to come out the win. I think that's important for us. Take this confidence, go into the bye week, get better, work on ourselves, and come out of this thing with this momentum and continue rolling.
Now, Prescott, 445 passing yards, most ever against the Bill Belichick coach team. That includes the playoffs. He's also the third quarterback to throw 400 or more passing yards in a win against the Patriots. He goes with Kurt Warner and Dan Marino. Yeah. Those are the three guys now, and also Dak Prescott, who have done something like that. So
I think you're going to be saying that a lot this year.
Really?
Against the Patriots.
See, offense, because of the young quarterback, you could understand. But Bill Belichick's defense, you would think, is just
– They have everything they want.
An annual thing. It's always supposed to be. And they were early, at least the beginning of the season, they were top five, top 10 defense.
Yeah, who they playing? Anybody that got the Jets on their resume is going to have good stats.
The Jets alone, they didn't play this week.
I just think that You know, but they won. You know, if you watched the game last night with Pittsburgh and Seattle,
yes,
they won.
Geno's
big
in our pocket, baby.
What did Jamal say? Jamal Adams, best in the nation. And then they have the PFS underneath, 62 out of 85. People killing him on Instagram, man.
Yeah.
On social media. But I tell you what, man, I'm just saying, like, get used to that, because people aren't going to be afraid. I think as soon as people realize that they don't have to be afraid of Bill Belichick, that he doesn't have some type of magic.
In Foxborough, no less, right?
Yeah.
Usually that's also, like, you just double it up. It's not only just Bill Belichick defense,
yeah,
but you're at Foxborough where, of course, strange things certainly can happen. We want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, of course, is the number. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. All right, let's get to the Goodyear hotline. And for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, we bring in Mike Tannenbaum, our NFL, our ESPN GM, who joins us right now. Mike T, how we doing?
How we doing, gentlemen? How we doing?
All right. So as we're talking about this, which was probably the most entertaining, exciting, although there are other games that certainly stand out from this week, the Cowboys-Patriots game was everything, including all the lead changes late, the pick six, and then Mac turns around and goes right back after Diggs and gets himself a touchdown. It was really exciting, great ending, and we're talking about the Cowboys for all the right reasons. But I felt like this morning we're talking about the Cowboys for all the wrong reasons, which is, as Dan Orlovsky said, or was it Ryan Clark, who said, Mike McCarthy's not even the best coach on his staff, and that some decisions he makes are head-scratching and could end up hurting this team when it really does matter late in the year. Do you see it that way, or do you think we're making too much of it?
Yeah, he is very inconsistent in his approach. I generally agree with going for it on fourth down. Like, and Bart knows this back from our Jet days, where when you're really good at running the ball and you're going to run it and you know it and your opponent knows it, you still should be able to get a yard, and I think that's what they were alluding to. So,
Mike, in your territory, Mike, in your territory, I mean – This happened yesterday with the Chargers as well. Mm-hmm. It's like early in the game, why give a team that you should be overmatched, that you should overmatch an opportunity that early?
Well, the Chargers, that's an easy answer. I'll get to that in a second. But going back, you know, you made the decision to pay Zeke $100 million. He should be able to get a yard even when they know that it's coming. And right now, there's one of four teams in the NFC to me. It's Tampa, Arizona, and then you figure it's Dallas. And the Rams. Any of those four teams, to me, can easily go to the Super Bowl. And their defense, Randy Gregory, is a much-improved player, and they haven't even gotten DeMarcus Lawrence back or Kelvin Joseph, their second-round pick at corner. So they, to me, are a team that will continue to get better. And, Bart, to your point, here's what I would say about that. Chargers cannot stop anybody against the run. They got, to me, a young John Elway. I want the ball in his hands as many times as possible, because your only chance of being the Ravens is to outscore him. So I don't mind what Brandon Staley did yesterday either.
In his own territory, like, you got to have some faith at some point in some of your defensive players. You talk about, you have Derwin James there, you got Bosa. At some point, you got to say, hey, man, let's not go down and let Baltimore play ahead, because you saw what they, especially after seeing how lethargic the Ravens were the week before, I would have hedged my bet. Hey, I'm not going to allow this guy to get an easy W. I just don't get it, but, you know, I guess we'd agree to disagree. Let's go back and talk about, and everybody that talks about Mike McCarthy, like, Dan Quinn had a shot at a head coach, and he didn't seem like he was a good head coach either. So I don't want everybody to pile on Mike McCarthy. But at what point, are one of these teams, that 5-1 team, is going to push all their chips into the middle of the table as well and make the move like the Cardinals made the move for a guy like Zach Ertz?
Yeah, well, first of all, I disagree on Dan Quinn, Bart, just from a standpoint. He did take a team to a Super Bowl,
right.
But for a historic comeback, would have been a world champion, and we could see how good Atlanta's been without him, which isn't very good. But story for another day. I think it's really interesting. There's a couple of players out there. We've talked about this before, guys. Like, there's a couple teams that are desperate for a corner. You know, Green Bay is certainly up there. You know, and again, Joe Hayden's a name to keep an eye on. And then, to me, the other big factor is Cam Newton. He's come out, said that he's vaccinated. I would expect that he would sign over the next couple of weeks. And to me, there's a couple teams. Like, I would look at Pittsburgh. I would look at Seattle. I would look at Washington. Those are three teams that either need a quarterback now or in the future. There are no quarterbacks in next year's draft. And if I was a team, I would try to sign Cam Newton to a two-year deal, because at least, you know, like in Pittsburgh's case, like, you don't know who your starting quarterback's going to be next year. So why not start with a Cam Newton?
You feel like he's going to end up playing before the season's over, Cam Newton. Is that what you're saying, Mike? Yeah, you're expecting him to be
Alan,
somewhere.
When you look at it, he's one of the 40 best quarterbacks on the planet, if not higher than that. And to me, you know, now that he's vaccinated, and again, I don't know specifically if that was the reason he wasn't signed, but it makes it a lot easier to sign. And if I'm a team through the lens of, and I think Bart makes a great point about adding Ertz, which is It's a 17-game season, seven teams makes the playoffs. Why not? You know, again, Washington made a lot of sense to me because Coach Rivera had him in Carolina. Fitzpatrick got hurt. The defense has been disappointing. He's a player that makes your team better, and it may not be for Terry tomorrow, but at some point this season, he may make the difference.
Mike Tannenbaum joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline as we're going through Week 6 in the NFL, and what we saw in New York was a giant mess, all puns intended there. Are we headed for a house cleaning with this franchise once again, Mike?
Yeah, this is a tougher call for me, and here's why. When they're all healthy, they have a dynamic skill group, and I like Daniel Jones. And here's what I would say is, who are you going to get that's better than he is? Like, again, no one in next year's draft looks that great. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to New York. Who are you going to get that's better than Daniel Jones? He hasn't been perfect. He turned it over again yesterday. But when Slayton and Shepard and Galladay, Kadarius Toney looks really encouraging, and obviously when Barkley's healthy, what Barkley does out of the backfield, and Bart, you know this, when running backs are good out of the backfield, it puts a lot of pressure on a defense. I think it's hard to blow up what they have because of all the injuries they've had this year.
Well, they're going to have two first-round draft picks. You have to ask yourself, do you need to maybe bring in another coach? I know Judge is seemingly safe, but we said that about Adam Gase, and even though he doesn't get on your nerves or make some of these crazy, bold statements that Gase made, Gase only lasted 2 years here in New York, and you understand that New York is impatient, and if you get a different general manager, then they may want to bring in their own coach. And you talk about, hey, let me check out a guy that may be tired of where he is and may decide, you know what, I can play with not a great offensive line as long as I got some weapons around me. A guy like Russell Wilson.
Oh, here we
that
go.
If Seattle.
Not again, you know, Bart.
I'm just saying, if Seattle, listen, he wanted out. He had a list last year.
I know.
And he can say whatever he wanted. He had a list. He had Dallas on the list. He had the Raiders on the list. I mean, if he puts the Giants on the list, it does two things. It gives him the same type of weapons that he has.
The Giants were,
same, right. It gives him the same type of offensive line, and it gives him more skill position players. And oh, by the way, Sierra be happy because she can do her concerts.
She's here a lot, you know, New York,
at BBQs.
Yeah, who knows where that's going? But Mike, that's kind of I think what the way the question was framed was less about Daniel Jones and the skill set, and more about, is Joe Judge really the right guy? Is Dave Gettleman, is he kind of like reached that point? When I say house cleaning, I kind of meant management and coach.
They may win three games.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, guys, like I could see Dave at some point, sure, transitioning to a senior advisor role. Like he's obviously closer to the end of his career. You know, now with Joe Judge, I think that's a harder conversation, guys, because, again, there are some encouraging things. And when you hire a young, inexperienced head coach like they did a year ago, they had to know there were going to be growing pains. And if I'm the Giants, I'm not saying he's going to be Bill Belichick, but why would you want to move on from a guy that may benefit from his first experience to do really well someplace else? So I happen to like Joe Judge. I think he's a no-nonsense guy. You know where you stand with him. It hasn't been perfect, but this is a team that's really been decimated by injuries, even someone like Andrew Thomas. You know, they had a lot of resources in the offensive line. We could certainly criticize that, but I don't know. For me, Joe Judge, I'm somewhat encouraged by him.
Okay. Well, you're in the minority right now after a day like yesterday, but of course you know how we are here in New York. Mike, great to catch up with you. Thanks for the insight.
All right, guys. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Mike Tannenbaum again on the Goodyear Hotline, giving us that straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Again, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And Bart, the calls are already coming in for you.
For me?
Specifically for you.
Okay.
They're coming from from the one game we just talked about, and we have more games to talk about. Patriots-Dallas. Patriots-Cowboys fans, both sides, have issues with you.
Oh, that's
fine. We need to hear what these issues are, because you already, we're barely one segment into the show, you're already setting people off. That's what I love about
you. That's what
I do. So we'll do that. We got your calls coming up, plus two statement wins yesterday by perhaps two of the hottest teams in the NFL. We will discuss that and take your calls after Bart tells us about ZipRecruiter.
What if you could put the same type of rigor that pro leagues use for players into your hiring process? Well, you can. When you use ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter technology finds qualified candidates for your open roles and proactively presents them to you, and you can invite them, all your top choices, to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter technology finds... Oh, I read the same thing. Sorry. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Bart. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Don't read it twice. I should read it again. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART.
Off to a great start.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
You heard that on the Sports Center. Both Bart and I were like, oh? You happened to hear that report.
Hey, listen, they're in trouble, man. They were in trouble before.
Cleveland Browns losing Kareem Hunt for 4 to 6 because of that one injury. And he's banged up. And obviously Baker Mayfield is banged up. And a lot of issues in Cleveland. And Bart might end up being right in the end. Hey, family's everything. I've got peace of mind. No, my family's taken care of with life insurance. I recommend SelectQuote. SelectQuote's been helping families for over 35 years. Plus, quotes are free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Before we get to some other games, the one game we did lead with and talk about, and before we get into, of course, what's going on with the Cleveland Browns and what happened there in their own building, what Arizona did to you, we do have to get to the Dr. Pepper call in line because we talked about – I mean, the Cowboys-Patriots game was a classic. It was a fun game. It was a great ending. It was the ending. Come on, man. He takes a pick six, and the very next play, I'm throwing at you again. Yes. I am not afraid of you.
That's the true
Matt
definition.
Jones showed
that's,
you some marbles.
He did. But I'm saying that's the true definition of playing down to your competition if you're the Cowboys. When you face teams like that, what does the Patriots do? When the Patriots were the Patriots, what do they do?
I don't even
know. They have a team like that. They kick ass. Who? They don't waste time with it.
I'm going to let you decide this. Do we go Patriots
fans? Let's go Patriots.
Let's
go
or
Patriots.
Cowboys fans?
That's only right. Let's go Patriots.
All right. We begin with Joe in Seneca Falls. Go ahead, Joe.
Bart, you're out of your mind.
I am.
You realize.
I am. That's nothing
they've
new.
They've been within 3 points. Bart, they've been within 3 points of the last three games they played. You keep nicknaming Mac and Cheese. It's Mark Jones. Okay, that's the quarterback. He's done an outstanding
Mark
job.
Mark Jones? Listen. First of all, that is a term of endearment. That's what Cam Newton calls him. That's not
the best. He's the best rookie quarterback in the league.
That's not a high bar. That's a high bar. You act like that's a high bar. He also went to the best team that spent $300 million. And that's what you're talking about? Listen, he can play well all you want. But listen,
you show no respect for him, though.
I didn't say
– You tell me – who are the best – who are the other best rookies, Bart?
I don't care about the rookies.
Other best rookies?
I don't care.
They're good.
Listen, if they don't go to the playoffs – and don't hang up on them because I want to talk to them. Listen, if they don't go to the postseason this year, would this be a failure? For Bill Belichick.
No, it won't.
So he spent $300 million to not go to the playoffs. No, he spent $300 million to not go to the playoffs.
Bart, they're not getting killed every game.
I don't care if you get killed.
You're calling yesterday's game.
Listen, every team can say that.
The best game played.
Let me ask you this. How many games did Justin Herbert lose by 3 points or more last year? Probably like
well,
five,
Herbert
right?
Might be in the, in,
it
in
was
the
like
mix.
No, it was like five.
Your other quarterbacks, you never talk about Mac Jones. Never.
I don't talk about any rookie quarterbacks. All of them suck right now.
Do I say Trey Lance a lot? Do I nickname him that? You have no reason.
All right, Joe, let me. But Joe,
everybody calls him
Mac and Cheese. Let me step in. Mac and Cheese, just so you know, Joe, Mac and Cheese, if maybe you didn't know this, but that's what Cam Newton nicknamed him that in preseason as like a term of endearment.
I don't want Bart saying that.
Oh, I can't say it. But everybody else calls him Mac and Cheese. I got to call him Mac Jones.
That's his nickname. Your other rookie quarterback,
that's his nickname. That's his nickname. We had a dude on our team called Snacks. Everybody in the world called him Snacks. Like, what are you talking about?
I had to get to the bottom of that. Joe,
I can't call him
clear,
that.
You are not allowed to call him that. It bothers Joe that you won't call him Mark Jones. That's
and his name ain't even Mark.
It's all right. All right, do you want to go Patriots again? Or
let's
do you
go Patriots,
Cowboys?
Man. Let's go off this
More Patriots. Sky in New Jersey. Sky.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Right. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think the Patriots, they're very close to being a legit contender because obviously they hung in there with the Buccaneers. They hung in there with the Cowboys, who you guys are saying are a Super Bowl contender.
But they got blew out by the Saints.
That's one game. They could just be 5-1. They could be 5-1 pretty easily. They have a running game that has the potential to be the best in the NFL, and that's undeniable.
With they're doing in Dallas and with Baltimore, they got the potential to have the best running game. How's that true?
I think so. They have two of the most underrated running backs in the league between Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson.
Lamar Jackson got two dudes off the scrap heap, and he's killing them. He's lapping them in rushing the football. They rush for like 180.
Once again.
Okay, go ahead.
Once they get Trent Brown and Shaq Mason back, that is going to be, if not the best offensive line in the league, one of the best.
Hmm.
And on top of that, the Patriots have a top five defense. They haven't shown it statistically, but it's undeniable. They have the best.
It's undeniable.
Secondary.
No, that's yeah, he's giving you facts.
Absolutely.
And stats.
Stats are always funny at the beginning of the season. Let's see what those stats look like after you add the 500 yards by Dallas and when Josh Allen gets a hold of him and put up about 400.
Sky, they're two. Now, I just want you to know they're 2-4. Now they next week they've got the Jets. So okay, and then after that it's Chargers, Panthers, Browns.
Yeah, good luck with that.
In a row, then the Falcons, and then the Titans. I'm just giving you what's coming up in the next month of games. And at 2-4, you're feeling pretty good that they can get themselves into playoff contention.
By the time we
get past Thanksgiving.
Bro, come on.
Because if you're not there by Thanksgiving, it's over.
And they find their identity and they correct the mistakes, they can go on a roll and just like they did all season.
You think they can make the playoffs?
Thank you, Scott.
You think they can make the playoffs?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You think they're going to beat Buffalo twice?
I wouldn't doubt it.
No,
they must be, the best team in the league, in my opinion.
You're talking about the best. After Thanksgiving,
it's real interesting because it's Titans, Bills, you better hope
the Browns aren't. How many games you said? Six for Hunt and Kareem.
Yeah.
You better hope they're not healthy.
The Browns, All right, Sky made a good argument.
These Patriots are delusional.
All right, well,
they already lost four games, so you're saying that for the rest of the year they're going to run the table and not lose two games.
Speaking of delusional, we have to go to Dallas now. Only kidding.
Well, at least they can deserve to be delusional.
Ethan is in Dallas. Go ahead, Ethan. Now it's the Cowboys' turn.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, Bart, I love you, man. I'm a daily listener. I love watching you play, but I've been having this little moment in my head, this little nagging moment when you were talking to Nick Wright, I believe, and you were talking about who would you have to lead your team throughout the season, whether it was Dak Prescott or Teddy Bridgewater, and I was astounded, yo.
But this
was
3 years ago? You going to bring up
Nick
Wright 3 years ago? Man, that was 3 years ago. He was not nearly the quarterback.
And it still falls too, man. You
worse than Michael Jordan calling out his 10th grade, his sophomore coach.
Man, that Cowboys hating disease. Man.
Listen, I don't have a Cowboy hating disease.
Oh, man.
Listen, I went through my whole
career. It took me just 15, not even the beginning of the show, and I already knew you were going to hate on the Cowboys.
What did I say? I said Mike McCarthy. I said nothing about Dallas.
Hey,
The problem with Dallas is y'all pound y'all chest when y'all not deserving to pound y'all chest. Right now, you deserve to pound your chest because your work warned you to pound your chest. But for years, you guys pound your chest and realized that you guys had outcame in the NFL, left the NFL, and never lost to the Cowboys. Ever. Like, but y'all get the treatment like y'all Super Bowl champs or y'all going to the playoffs and winning games. That's all I'm talking about.
I'm a reasonable Cowboys fan, though. I just know I can sense the hint of doubt when you talk about Dak. I'm like, no, not my Bart. No, don't talk about him. Like
I love
that.
I always tell people I love Dak Prescott, man.
Yeah.
I've had him in
Ethan,
my financial literacy program.
I think you were
–
here's
I
the
like
thing, though.
Dak.
I do think this happens. And, Ethan, I'm going to say it this way because you are an avid listener, and I know it. I think you were just – you were waiting to hear something that you didn't quite hear, but you just wanted to hear it anyway because you're like, everybody's hating on us, and we've got a chance to jump. So you were ready to jump before Bart really said anything. Because I will say this. I don't think he said anything other than about Mike McCarthy that really stood out to me. But it was the Patriots stuff that I thought was pretty strong. But as far as the Cowboys, I didn't see it there.
I said Mike McCarthy's going to cost them a win.
Ethan's like, it's like any Cowboys fans would be like that. It's like waiting for someone to say something so we could pounce on you because – they are feeling good, 5-1 going into, of course, the bye week. So we do have more to discuss. We will continue with your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And that includes, we did mention the Browns. And where are the Browns right now? And will Bart Scott's preseason prediction about them come to fruition? We will discuss. Coming up next, Bart and Han, ESPN Radio and on ESPN+.
Bart and Han.
Back, Bart and Han, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. Bart Scott, we have playoff baseball going on right now in the midst of course, what was a great football weekend and the NBA season beginning on Wednesday. This is that sports nirvana where everybody's playing and it's always a headline or a story every night. What we have, though, is a pretty exciting playoff series going on in both sides of the LCS. On the National League side, you have two walk-offs by the Braves and they go up 2-0 now. On the Dodgers, and I know we've seen this before, but, I mean, you just, again, in a series like that, you feel like momentum happens. Baseball's the one, I don't know, there is no, do you believe in momentum in baseball? Because I don't think it exists. In-game it does, but game-to-game it doesn't, because momentum is only as good as your next pitcher, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why a series can turn the way, of course, we saw it happen last year in the same scenario.
Defense, well, error.
That's also a
Seager,
big part of it, too.
The game of inches.
I mean, that was a hard
two walk-offs.
That was not easy to do, right.
Same thing, make you laugh, make you cry.
So the American League Championship Series, by the way, is tied at one game apiece, and that now moves to what has been a raucous Fenway Park in the right down the stretch here through
brisk,
the postseason.
Little brisk, too.
And you're feeling it, right? It's getting to that time of year.
A little
where
brisky.
It's a little cold now. You start to feel that. But they split the two games in Houston. Of course, Altuve. And I'm listening to the game on ESPN Radio, and it's like game one, and you're hearing Altuve at the plate, and I just – exactly. Like the minute it happens, I'm going, really, again with this guy, again.
Really, if he hits
and
another
then the
one
the Red
like-
Sox, their offense, which we saw against the Rays, just all of a sudden can just blow up in one game like it did, two grand slams. So now – and the return, of course, I think of J.D. Martinez where he
– uppercut swing.
Yeah, where you just start to see him feel it.
I wonder if the Green Monster is going to be an advantage again because they know how to play off the Green Monster, right?
I mean, the Astros have played there enough to be
comfortable
but, there.
But still, it's still the Green Monster. You don't know where – you don't know how the ball's carrying in the month of October for them. I tell you what, if Altuve – if I was his teammates and everybody had this smoke – listen, I'm going to double down with my boy. So if he hit another one of them great home runs, a walk-off, I'm going to rip his shirt off and bring out baby oil. And greasing down.
Well, I had to ask this question after a weekend where, again, it's a pretty dynamic series of emotions and performances. Again, as I mentioned, Altuve just seems to come through in the clutch all the time, and then how the Red Sox offense just really went crazy in game two. And I had to ask this question again. I know I'm coming from the base of being a Yankees fan, but because of their recent histories, it's a reasonable question to ask, and that is this: which is the more despised team, the Astros or the Red Sox? You only had two choices. I wasn't going to let you say both because I got a lot of replies to this. I did this on Twitter.
I would say Astros,
and I got a lot of replies that said both, and I said no, it has to be one or the other. If you were forced to make a decision, who would it be?
Astros.
You are correct. That is the majority of the votes.
They cheated and they doubled down and they were smug last year about the cheating in the postseason when they were talking smack to everybody that was hating on them and booing them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they doubled down. So now I think they offended more people than that of the Red Sox.
Yes, 56% of the votes that I received, only, and this was over the weekend, almost.
Only you in New York hates ball.
2,300 votes. 44% to the
Red
Sox.
They're very likable.
They are, and I will admit this, a good friend of mine is a huge Red Sox fan, and he and I have been back and forth about them, and I said, they really are likable. I don't want to like them because he's trying to get from me. Who are you rooting for? I'm like, I don't know, because seeing either team in the World Series would turn my stomach, but the world tells you that the Astros are the more despised team. But despised or not, they're very good. And they're right back in it again for the fifth straight year. Can they get to the World Series? Remains to be seen, but it has been a lot of fun. So the ALCS continues tonight.
Game Did you just three. Throw up in your we mouth a little continue. Bit? Did you just throw up in your mouth a
yes,
little
I
bit?
Yes, I did. A little. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We will get back to the calls because there's a lot of you that want to sound off. And as you should, of course, Overreaction Monday. We're in the midst of it. But let's do Getting It Done, brought to you by Grainger. How about Aaron Rodgers continuing to get it done?
I own you.
I mean,
I've always owned you.
I got to admit, I kind of like, as much as this offseason, he was very diva-ish with some of this stuff and the whole, you know,
he looks
ponytail
old.
Thing.
He looks
I
old.
Don't care.
He looks old, man. You see his face?
I don't care. He's a badass.
His
man.
Face like, looks, I know his face looks old. You look what? At Brady, he looks like he's 10 years older than Brady.
Yeah, but I think he's doing that on purpose.
No, man, he aging bad, man.
I mean, is he?
Yeah, his skin, man. His face looks all floppy.
Look,
and stuff.
Tom Brady aside, we don't age well.
Bro.
Like, we don't age
bro,
well.
Bro, you look younger than Aaron.
Well, I don't know about that.
Look,
but
look at them husky eyes, man. He's gorgeous.
Woof. But still, him saying that in Chicago, I mean, come on, man. Like, him saying that to Bears fans
yeah.
who just want Justin Fields to do something.
I
and Matt Nagy's like, no,
you.
We're going to keep you under wraps. And Aaron Rodgers literally yelling to the crowd, I own you, which
I've always known you.
By the way, he's won 10 of 11, 14 of 16, and he's 22-5, including the playoffs against the Bears. Yeah. Would you call that ownership?
Yeah. I love the little rhino thing he does with off, was it, what's the show that he does? He does the little Phineas and Ferb, like when like they were making fun of people getting thrown out for three. You can do two pumps, but you can't do three. Yeah, put your hand behind your head. One, two. Keenan Peele.
Yeah.
One, two.
But he also did the discount double check while sitting down.
I need BJ Rizzi to come back out because that was the funniest one. It's not been a funny State Farm Aaron Rodgers commercial. I know he got the new thing with Jake or whatever his name is.
Yeah, but we don't care about that because we're BJ, more about Progressive.
I'm just talking about the commercial.
Yeah, I know.
I just want BJ Rizzi in the back when he was doing making the stomach roll. Right now, that stomach either real little
Rodgers!
Or real big.
Right. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger's always there to get it done, always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. So, all right, so there's that part of it, of course, where Justin Fields looks like they're really handling him with kid gloves. Aaron Rodgers just continuing to be Aaron Rodgers, with which essentially him and Devontae Adams, and then there's really just the Packers. You take those two off that team, what are they? But let me ask you this.
Well, Aaron Jones is a beast.
We did talk. You're right. The running back. But we did talk to Mike Tannenbaum earlier in the hour about this, and you mentioned it, so let's get back to it. The Arizona Cardinals just added Zach Ertz, a tight end.
Yeah.
They're now 6-0. They go into Cleveland and absolutely just put a beat down on them. I mean, that defense got lit up. And I know Baker Mayfield, he's just not right. Even though he did throw an unbelievable Hail Mary at the end of the half.
That was the worst Hail Mary defense.
He went 66 yards.
And the dude, nobody even touched the dude. He jumped and nobody was even there. What the hell? What kind of defense is this?
Hey, it's not good defense, but the play was made. But still, they lose Hunt, right?
Yep.
Chubb was already out of the game.
Both of their tackles are out.
Their offensive line has been decimated. Where are the Browns right now? And are they? And you brought up a team, like early in the season, I'll say this. You said that you could see the Browns not making the playoffs and the Steelers getting in. Well, you want to revise that? What other AFC North team do you see making it instead of both of those teams?
The Cincinnati Bengals, man.
Ooh.
They brought in Trey Henderson and they let Carl Lawson go to the Jets, and he's been continuing. Listen, he led the league in sacks last year. This is a different Bengals team than people are used to. And listen, if I had to put money on which first year quarterback would be a all pro continuously. I know Justin Herbert's out there, but he's going to be accompanied by Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is big time, man. This dude is big time.
He's showing you something, right?
This dude is big. He was big now, time last year.
They beat the Lions, which again, it's not.
They should have beat. They should have beat Green Bay. They should have beat Green Bay last week. And we're gonna see who they really are.
Make a kick, man.
They have the Ravens this week, so we're gonna see who they really are.
Yes,
we're gonna see if they're ready for a place at the table. But you know, I tell you what, this is a team can sneak in. This is a team that also can play spoiler because they can maybe beat the Ravens if they beat. Cleveland, listen, Cleveland are starting to get to the point where they can't handle or sustain too many losses. They still haven't played the Ravens at all yet either. And they're finally experiencing what the Ravens experienced week one.
All right, with that in mind, let's talk about those Ravens who, I mean, what they did to the Chargers were a team we thought was going to be in the conversation, right? One of the best teams in the AFC. The Chargers come east and they just get blown out as well. 34-6.
That was a beatdown.
Absolute domination. The Ravens, by the way.
Dumb coaching.
The Ravens are up to matches their best start in franchise history at 5-1, and they don't have anyone. They said this on Get Up, and I wonder if you think the same. Is John Harbaugh a coach? Like, is he a leading candidate for coach of the year?
I mean, we always talk about.
For what he's done with the issues.
We always talk about Mike Tomlin. And how great he is and how he just never blinks and next man up. But the Ravens have always done that as well. And I think this year is a bigger example of that. You talk about he lost Orlando or they traded Orlando Brown Jr. Then you lose Ronnie Stanley, you know, who still haven't come back, who you lost him last year but still dealing with the ankle. You lost all three of your running backs. All they did was go get three old guys off the scrap heap. And figure out what they can do well. They use Le'Veon Bell for power runs. They use Murray and they use Freeman for the zone runs. And yesterday they sprinkled in a zone speed option.
Okay.
And Lamar Jackson has been able to beat you from the pocket this year.
Yeah, and they
evolution.
And their defense really did show up against what had been a really good offense. So again, the Ravens now making a case to be in the conversation, of course, in the AFC. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. So we got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Overreaction Monday and more observations from NFL Week 6. We still have a good one left tonight on Monday Night Football as well. Coming up next, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.